Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Here's the Coates family from Fletcher, North Carolina. My God is able. Transition now to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. This is part two of the message. Take your Bible this morning and go to Genesis chapter number 8. Genesis chapter number 8. And we've been preaching on spiritual representation of the ark. Last week, if you'll remember, we looked at that lower and that middle and that upper level. And we talked about those stories. Amen. The stories within the ark. We talked about how that all of those pointed to the Trinity of the Lord, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, and how that Trinity is all in one, amen. And all of those stories were in one ark, one vessel, amen. And we saw that last week. And then we spoke about the window of the ark and how that Noah was told by the Lord not to put the window in the side, but to put the window up top. And we talked about how that Noah could not look out and see the destruction around him. But during the time of his trouble, what he could do, the only thing he could do is just look up, amen. Boy, I tell you, in the midst of our trouble today, best thing you can do is not to look out. Best thing you can do is look up, amen. Oh, I tell you, he'll help you today. I hope you're getting blessed, amen. Looking at Genesis chapter number 8. And God remembered Noah. This is going to be part two of the message. And yesterday we spoke about how that God remembered Noah. But then we started speaking about some things that we're glad that God does forget. Amen. And so we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday, starting with a couple of minutes right before where we ended yesterday.
Boy, how glad that I am that God cannot forget me. Boy, I'm glad this morning that God also chooses. Now, this is closer. I'm glad that while God cannot forget, I'm glad that God chooses to have some things removed. Oh, aren't you glad this morning that God Almighty, who cannot forget, aren't you glad He can have some things blotted out? You say, what are you talking about removed this morning? Let me give you some scripture. Isaiah chapter number 43, verse number 25. I am He that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine sake. He says, and I will not remember thy sins. I'm telling you this morning, it ain't that He don't remember them. It's just that He don't ever bring them back up ever again. They've been forgiven and paid for by the blood of the Lamb. Hebrews chapter number 8, verse number 12. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. You say, preacher, are you saying that God's forgetting them? Oh, no, I'm telling you, they ain't coming back again. They've been paid for. Amen. They've been bought. Amen. They've been blotted out. They've been erased from the record books. You say, what do you mean? I'm saying, hey, God settled them in glory. Hallelujah. Listen, every one of my friends, every one of my relatives, every people I come in contact with, they remember what I've done to them. But God chose, listen to me, God chose to blot them things out. Well, I'm glad there's some things that He don't remember this morning. Micah chapter 7, verse number 19. He will again. He will turn again, and He will have compassion upon us, and He will subdue our iniquities, that thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. And I like what old grandpa said right here. He said He's cast our sins in the depths of the sea and stuck up a sign that says no fishing. Amen. That's our God this morning. Amen. Psalms 103:12. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. They ain't coming back. You could go as far east as you want to go, but friend, eventually, if you just keep flying east, you ain't never going to get west. Thank God they're gone, amen. Our sins are gone. You say, what do you mean, preacher? I'm telling you, in other words, God's blotted out our sins from His memory. He's taken an eraser. I tell you, I don't know how in the world. But you say, preacher, can God forget our sins? Our sins, listen to me, have been removed from the mind of God because God chose a removal from His mind. He's cleared the page. Our sins are gone. On God's judgment sheet. On that judgment sheet was great accusations, pages and pages and miles long. Oh, I'm telling you. But I see this morning. When I got born again by the grace of God, our infinite God, and His marvelous mercy. His mercy this morning. Just like the old mercy seat. While looking on top of the mercy seat, you'd look down and you'd seen gold. If you looked a little farther, what you'd seen was the judgment of man. You just saw the Ten Commandments. You just, everything that was inside the Ark of the Covenant was because of man's transgressions and because of man's sin. And it reminded us of humanity's sin. But the priest would come in with an offering. And he'd come in and he would begin to put the blood on the mercy seat. And while God looked down from heaven, this is what He saw. He no longer could look through those things. I'm telling you, you say, what are you saying, preacher? I'm talking about a bloodline, amen. Hey, there's a bloodline. Listen, the devil can't cross. Accusation had to stop. Accusings had to stop. Y'all with me this morning? God looked from heaven and He saw that blood. He said, oh, the only thing I see now is the blood of a lamb. Amen. The innocent died for the guilty. Boy, you think about it. Let's fast forward a little bit. Let's go to Calvary's Hill. You go to Calvary's Hill, what you're going to find is You're going to find the Savior, the Lamb of God, with a crown of thorns and blood that drips from His brow. You are going to find arms that's been nailed to a tree. Blood a flowing. Feet's no doubt been nailed and pierced, bound to that tree. But on that tree you find a Savior. And at Calvary, these are the words from the cross. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He said, yes, God, pour the wrath of judgment upon me. But God, give them mercy. I don't understand that this morning. But boy, I'm going to tell you something. What love, boy, come from the cross of Calvary. While all of those were there, thank God, I want to tell you something. Looking at Calvary's Hill, I was lost and undone without God. Maybe you're in that condition this morning. You don't know this Jesus I'm talking about. The only way you're going to ever get to heaven is to have a relationship with Him. And when you get a relationship with Him, amen, that blood's going to be applied to your life. Amen. And when God looks at you, He no longer looks at a sinner. And God remembered Noah. He no longer sees a sinner. No, I'll tell you what he sees now. He has that bloodline's been put upon us. Amen. We've been covered in the blood of Jesus. Amen. I'm no longer that one that I used to be. No, I've been born again. Amen. I mean, I've got some blood that's flowing through my veins. Not a natural blood. Amen. But a spiritual blood. Amen. Thank God. And His blood covers us. Amen. This morning. And the Lord, listen, He said this. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. No forgiveness. But man, there's been a shedding of blood. Amen. At Calvary. And His blood's been applied to my account and your account. And my sins are gone this morning. Glory to God. Thank God. You say, what are you saying, preacher? I'm trying to tell you, when the blood was applied, my sins are blotted out. God got a hold of His holy eraser. Amen. And you say, preacher, my past sins are gone. My present sins are gone. My future sins are gone. And I'm telling you, seated in the right hand of the throne of God, I'm with Him this morning. He's my Savior. Glory to God. Whew! Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood. Blot it out. Glory to God, you ought to shout it out on that thing. You said, you going to shout? I did. I got something to shout about. Glory to God, I'm not going to hell. Amen. Oh, I'm my sins to go. The reason why I'm going to hell is because I got a Savior. His name Jesus. Glory to God. I don't even know if we're going to get past point one. Amen. Thank the Lord. Boy, I seen something this morning. Not only do we see that God remembered Noah and all of His creation, but we also see that God removed the waters of judgment. Remember that we said that the ark was a picture and a type of Jesus. If you'll remember, the ark was experienced 40 days in it, experienced 40 nights of judgment. The rain descended, not just from the air. The Bible says the windows of heaven were broken. The rains came upon the earth. And also, man, the deep was broken up. So there's water coming from below, above, sides and all. It's rain coming upon that. Jesus said at Calvary, He said, they surrounded me. Speaking about them bulls of Bashan. Y'all with me this morning? Boy, there's all around the cross that demonic force that was trying to take the Lord down. Amen. The 40 days and the 40 nights reminds us of the Lord's temptation down in the wilderness.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.